Welcome to the Body of Change podcast. It is May 11, 2020. This is Dr. Lisa. It is Monday. Hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day for all you mothers out there. And let's talk about bodies. But more particularly, I'm going to start with the A word. Addiction. What are you addicted to? Yes, so you sat with yourself now. At least I have been home since I landed from Istanbul, Turkey, when the pandemic hit. And since February 29th, it is now May 11th. Usually I'd be around three or four other countries by now, but I'm still in America, still in Texas, and doing this podcast. How does it get any better? But we're talking about addictions. I recently became aware of a new addiction, which I wasn't really too happy about. Those of you that are listening to me for the first time may not know this, but 2.5 years ago, I came to the realization that I was allergic and addicted, dependent on alcohol. And this wasn't the first time I had that awareness, but it was the last time that I refused to acknowledge it. So I have ridded, if you will, alcohol from my life, and in so doing, have removed myself from something that, you know, 90% of the rest of the world does on a regular basis, especially during pandemic time. It's been really quite interesting. But less about alcohol, but you might get some fruitful information from this podcast on this, and more about, I'm using the term addiction as anything that owns you. I'm just going to leave that there. Sometimes people can be owned by money. Sometimes people can be owned by their cars. We certainly know that our animals and our pets own us. Our children, our beloveds, our parents. It could be a substance like alcohol. It could be a substance like a painkiller, food. It could be another person. It could be to not making a choice. It could be to limitations. It could be to your own stupidity. I have that one. And it could be to be addicted to the duality of right and wrong. So what is your primary or greatest addiction? What is that thing that owns you? And I started looking at this a few weeks ago, as I always do. When I start noticing that there are a lot more conflicts in a certain area of my life, that's when I know that I'm either in a right and wrong, my own stupidity, hitting up against a limitation, not making a choice that I know I should make, and that something's got a hold of me. And usually I feel it from my solar plexus. And my solar plexus gets really, really tight and anxious, and it's hard to breathe, and it feels like I've been punched in the gut. And then I keep spinning over and over and over something in my mind. I hate when that happens. It doesn't happen very often so much anymore, but I'll tell you what, it did a lot. And I even hated it then. So I think it's a really vital conversation. What is your primary or greatest addiction? What is that thing that you think if you don't have your glass of wine when you come home from work, or when it hits 5 o'clock? Or some people could be addicted to perfectionism, and some people could be addicted to exercise. Now there's a balance and moderation in everything. I'm talking about when you know you gotta have it, and if you don't do it, you're gonna get cranky and it's gonna own you and you're gonna wanna kill people. That's the type of thing I'm talking about. Could even be the coffee, caffeine. That's another one. So I've given you a whole list of stuff. So why is it important to talk about this? Well, I think what I've learned in the mental health profession that I've been in, empowerment profession, coaching people at the executive level now for a lot of years, That anything that takes a hold of us, that literally has that impact on our body, like I was talking about, owns us. And then we start thinking and storytelling about the event and the person and the situation. And a lot of that storytelling, event, person, situation, is fueled by a lot of lies, because it's coming from your body and what owns you, instead of your clarity and what you know. So whenever something owns you, you get distorted, and you can even start lying to yourself and not even know that you're lying. And then you talk to the other person or the situation, and they look at you like you're crazy, because they're like, I never even thought that. But in your body, you are 100%, 1,000% clear that you knew what they were doing, you knew what they were thinking, and you were right. Well, you might be addicted to being right. You might be addicted to your own story. Some people that can't get over the past, like a tragedy or a trauma or an accident or firing from a job or a divorce, they reference everything in the present from their past, and they could be addicted to their past and addicted to future impossibilities then, right? You never get to have a future that is possible when you're living in the past, and that creates future impossibilities. And so I'm bringing this up because it's like really a time to craft the future in a different way. Yes, I said craft it, create it, craft the future in a different way. Crafting your body in a different way. This is going to make some of you dynamically uncomfortable, but it's a dynamically different choice to actually take a look and ask yourself, what is it that I allowed to have such a hold on me that I'm enslaved to? When I hate being enslaved to anything, that I'd rather not do, but I feel like I have no choice and I've got to do. I made a decision a long time ago that I was not willing to be at the affect of someone or something else, because I was always at the affect of someone else outside of me. And a lot of that came in relationships, and for a long time that came in the substance known as alcohol for me. And if I was in a bad mood, I'd reach for a drink. If I was needed to talk to my friend about something because I was upset about something, we'd go meet for happy hour. These are normal things. Well, it's not a problem if you do these things, is what I'm saying. If you are like me and have an allergic reaction, that makes you do, say, and act different with the substance than you would normally, then you might have that allergic reaction too. But again, this is more of a general theme about what do you know has a hold of you that you don't want to have a hold of you? Because now is the time to craft your future in a way different way. It is no longer business as usual. There is no business as usual. Life has never been like this before. Living has never been like this before. We've never seen anything like this before. And which means that everything you ever used to do, including the things that you pretended not to know that you were addicted to, might be something you don't wish to do. And this is just about consciousness, because in my world, consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. So I like to collaborate with people. Where it comes to be an addiction, as I'm calling it, that has a hold on me, is when I can only collaborate, when I can only create when I'm collaborating with someone. Like, it's not as much fun if I do it alone. So I had to change that and be like, no, everything can be fun, whether I do alone or whether I do with people. And both actions, alone or with people, create a greater result. I'm doing what is important to me. I'm doing what I said I wanted to do. My body feels good when I do that. And then I get to contribute to so many people around the world when I'm showing up doing what's light and right and fun for me. However, when I'm doing something that I'm not fully 1,000% committed to, I force myself into a cage which lacks total choice and total freedom. And then in that lack of total choice and total freedom, I'm not actualizing my level of genius or excellence. I'm actualizing, you know, a mediocre, yeah, it's pretty good. Well, I also made a decision in my life that I never wanted to be mediocre, just pretty good. I wanted to go big, as my father used to say. He used to say, go big or go home. Addictions basically make you go home by yourself, pull the blinds, give up, end your creativity, and relegate you to being the same as everybody else, but nothing better. That's a little painful for me. And it was a little painful for my body. I actually want to be in total choice, total freedom at all moments. I'm not saying I can do it at all moments, but first I had to find out what was hindering or harboring me from that total choice and total freedom. So I learned that I had an addiction to spending, I had an addiction to alcohol in a very different way, like a physiological allergic reaction than most people. I also learned that I had an addiction to doing things with people that I would give my power over to because I thought they were smarter or better or wiser when it was my business. It doesn't mean I wasn't open to their feedback or their brilliance. I absolutely am someone who's always open to the feedback and the brilliance. However, when I'm doing it from a place of inadequacy or insecurity because I don't think I can choose, then I'm not free. And therefore, my actualizations don't reverberate with the same vibration and alignment as they would if they were congruent to my own bodily knowing that I can do it. And so that's what I'd like you to take a look at as you listen to this podcast. What do you need? Particular relationships, a person, a substance in some way to start your day, to get things moving, to get motivated, to get energized, to get. What if you actually just allowed yourself to be, and breathe and choose with total freedom? Would you give your body the energy, the space, the consciousness, and choice of choosing for the fun of it, for the sake of it, and for the freedom of it? It's not harming or hurting anybody. It's just because you can. So how do you know whether or not you're addicted to something? Well, as you listen to this podcast, and you don't listen to it when it's done, when you go about your day hearing this information's in your head, you can ask yourself this question: is this giving me more of my being? Whatever it is. Am I doing this to avoid being something? Or who or what am I avoiding being by choosing this? You see, addictions are all about not being. Some people actually have an addiction to not being. They're the people that can't say yes, can't say no. Every time you ask them where they want to go, they say, I don't know. Where do you want to go? What do they want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I was that person for so long. I couldn't exist for the life of me. And it was so, so painful. At that one point, I was so overweight. I was so sick. I was really, really unhappy. And I realized that I was addicted to not being. Apparently, I got a lot of addictions. Well, where do they come from? Well, they come from many different things. Some are genetic, some are a product of your environment, and some are just like laziness. Just going along with everything else, day after day, in and out, doing what everybody else does, but never actually taking a step back from your life, pausing everything and being like, is this really making me more happy? Is this giving me more of my being? Am I doing this to avoid being something? What am I avoiding being by doing this? Or who am I avoiding being by doing this? I realize with all the addictions that I talked to you about here already that are things that owned me in some way and to different degrees and different levels for sure, that all they were self-imposed limitations so that I wouldn't be me. fully. And I do have to say that the freedom that I have now in my life of just showing up as me in situations that used to plague me, make me anxious, socially nervous, awkward. I always said I just wore mint flavored shoes because I always put my foot in my mouth about something. And I've learned to simply be me regardless of what anybody else be and allow them to be them with regard to and without regard to having it have an impact on me. And I know that might seem simple for some of you, but for those of you that might have had a little bit of a codependent bone in your body like I did, want to rescue, contribute, help everybody, take up the littlest space as possible, not ask too many questions, don't say too many things to not rock the boat. Switching my life around by asking me the simple question of what owns me, because I never wanted to be at the effect of anything or anyone again, because I lived at the effect of everything for so long, really opened my world and changed my body. Now, I'm going to warn you, if you go on a sugar cleanse, no sugar or caffeine cleanse, no caffeine, you're going to have some detox. The detox is so uncomfortable that it usually breaks you down to go back to the very thing that you know owned you. So that might be another way to look at it. What are you so afraid to give up? Because you know you're going to be so uncomfortable. But if you just allowed yourself to be uncomfortable and give it up for 3 days, you could do anything for 3 days, right? Here we are for a couple of months in quarantine. 3 days seems like an easy joyride. What if you just acknowledged that if you gave this up, that you might be uncomfortable, but in that discomfort, you might actually realize and acknowledge what you're really distracting yourself from. And I wonder if that distraction is actually, what you're distracting yourself from is actually your brilliance, your phenomenons, your book, your software app, your great innovation and invention or way of being and changing your relationship or your parenting or your body that is just waiting to be listened to. Because if something owns you, you have to put so much energy on top of you and on top of the thing that you're avoiding so that you don't remember it. And therefore, you're limiting yourself from knowing all that you can know. And you're limiting yourself from the freedom that you can be. And you're limiting yourself from the choice and choices that you have. And man, my interesting point of view, I am so tired of just being stupid. It makes no sense to just be stupid and not remember what it is you want to remember or do what it is that you want to do. Now, sometimes some of us hang around people that we know aren't really going or have the same dreams or desires that we do. And that doesn't mean you can't be around them. But if you keep being around situations, circumstances, and events that doesn't spur your creativity or churn your circuitry, I'm going to ask you, are you addicted to living mediocre? Are you addicted to not moving beyond your station in life? Are you addicted to not move beyond your family or your friends? Are you addicted to being the leader and not being the leader in your life and addicted to being the same like everybody else and not different? You know, anything that owns you makes everything worse for you. You don't have to look for the right info, you know, and the right answer to plug into your processor to allow your choices to be acceptable. You can actually just choose. And know this, if you listen to this now and you don't do anything, and you come back 6 months from now and listen to it again and then do something or don't do anything, and then you come back 6 years from now, probably still be out there, and you hear this and you do something, know this, beyond a shadow of a doubt, there will always come a time when you will get to say no, that whatever it is that owns you, you will get so sick and tired of being sick and tired of it that you will change it. I know that about you. I know that about me. That's why I know it about you. When you finally get enough of the limitation, you will finally do something. I'm saying to you right now, we've all been in this time of self-reflection. The world said, take a seat in a certain way. There has to be things that you have seen that you would like to change, that you would like to be different, that you don't want to be owned by anymore. For me, I don't want to give any one person any more power than I give to myself. I desire for me and my body to be such good friends with and of itself that I know, I perceive, I be, and I receive information from a space of trust, gratitude, vulnerability, honor, and respect for and from me. And then I give that off to everyone and everything that I come in contact with. And for me to be able to do that, I cannot have something yanking my chain back, saying no, do it this way. And a lot of times we use addictions to avoid awareness of what we actually know, what we're actually greater than we're being, what we need to change. And usually we limit ourselves so that we don't change, so that we don't know what we know, so that we're not greater than what we think we should be. I'm saying, let's smash that addiction. Let's kill it. That addiction to the limitation of being the most freest and fullest expression of ourselves. I'm saying, let's kill wherever it was, energetically, whatever it was, by saying no to it and saying yes to you, that made you stop choosing and creating your life from the lightness, expansion, and freedom of what you and your body feel really, really good about. That it wakes you up every day and you're like, all right, I get to do this now, let's go. Because if everything doesn't have that kind of energy in it, why are you doing it? You might be addicted to misery. I know a lot of people that are addicted to misery. That everything is a complaint. And every complaint keeps you remained. And remained as nothing other than what you're complaining about. If you've ever wanted a reset, a chance to do it over, a blank slate, a white canvas, this is the time. This is the time to do it. 2020, May 11th. Allow everything that you had a love affair with, a love affair of lies that you've needed it to be destroyed and uncreated, cancel, clear, delete, and resolved. Weight, debt, depression, rage, judgment, need, everything. Let it go. And let you be you. Break out, break free, and choose that new business. Choose that new action. Choose that new exercise routine. Choose that new book. Choose to learn something new. Choose to make that dinner. Choose to dance as if no one's looking. Choose to say whatever you got to say, of course, with kindness, respect. You know, as Gandhi said, you know, an eye for an eye leaves us toothless and blind. And no longer be at the willingness to be at the effect of someone else or something else. Cigarettes, vaping, anything. Anything that doesn't bring you constant creative joy to actualize a benefit to your body, to your mind, to your soul and your spirit has got to go. Or else, what you're choosing is to let it own you and kill you. So there's my call to action, my friends. You get to either stay with the addiction and choose to live without you, or let go of the addiction and choose to be you. I'll be curious what you choose. Have a good day. Stay well. Stay healthy. Feed your mind. And remember, if no one's told you today that you are loved, I love you.